Welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hey Nelson, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Nice.
Do you know what's funny? So, for listeners who don't know, I forgot, we're doing it at Cambo's place this week. We have been doing it at mine. I forgot the little splitter thing, so we can't both wear headphones.
Yep.
But I need to so I can hear the intro song and start at a certain point.
Yep. So Nelson was just bobbing along with the music.
I was bobbing along.
I sat here silently.
Yep.
Sipping my water. Not knowing what's going on.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, it made me remember on the weekend, I was talking to somebody and we were talking about the intro to our podcast for some reason. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll play it for you. And about 5 seconds in, she goes, oh, it's pretty long, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought, just yes, as you were there,
yes, it is.
Sitting in silence, you must have been thinking the same thing.
It weirdly does feel like I'm like missing out on something for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. It's just me and the listeners. Like, we're in on it.
I can still hear you.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm like, yeah, but you can hear me better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're coming through loud and clear.
don't rub it in.
Yeah. So, Cambo, what did you get up to this weekend?
Well, I saw you one night this weekend.
That's true.
Yep. We went out for a birthday. We did at that point kind of forcefully make some people subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's always good. Getting new
listeners. And I think rate us instantly. Yep. I'm pretty sure one of them, we said, hey, you should rate us as well. And they did. And they didn't even listen to us.
Like we said, you should rate us. Like, oh yeah. And then we just kept looking at them. Yeah. And like, oh, yeah, like, no, I will.
No.
No, you should rate us. That's good. It's good that we organically get new listeners.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty great. No, the funny thing is, I know for a fact, neither of the people that we spoke to will listen to an episode.
Oh, if you are listening, thanks.
Wow.
Thanks for the like.
Really
and the
surprised. Yeah. Totally surprised.
Because we went to that like Reddit meetup. We're like, these guys, they'll want a podcast about Reddit. This is our audience.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, if it came up, we're like, oh yeah, we actually have a podcast about Reddit. And everyone there was like, oh yeah.
I know. It was so. It was actually really weird.
I thought this would be a thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's funny. Anyway.
Yeah, that was all. Did you get up to anything else of note this weekend?
I did. I didn't read it yet. I saw Get Out.
Ah, yes.
Which, again, we actually spoke about on the way. This is why we shouldn't hang out on the weekend. Yep. We need to save things for the Monday podcast.
Well, what we'll do for the sake of content, we'll find the old episode that we talked about it, and we'll just insert a clip of that here so people will get the context of us talking about Get Out.
Last week, right, yeah.
Well, I feel like we talked about it in a couple of shows ago, didn't we?
We talked about you watching it, but I watched it for the first time. Yeah. But so, we've sort of already spoken.
Well, just so the listeners are up to date, Nelson, out of 10, what are you giving it? With no context of a review, just...
Can I give you your review rating? Last week, we spoke about you had you had basically a 3-star... review rating.
Yeah, I'd everything like is either between 2 or 4 stars. Yeah.
Three. It was just.
Oh, 2 or 3. Yeah, yeah, that's a fun.
Yeah, so I'd like to give it a 2.
Okay, cool.
it was good. It was okay. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But there was things that I was telling you that I was like, this doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Actually, one I'm just happy to say, it's not a spoiler or anything, but there were jump scares in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely was, it was more of a thriller than a horror, right?
Yeah.
It just didn't need jump scares.
It's been described as a social thriller.
Okay, right.
Kind of makes sense.
Seems, yeah.
But the bad news is now, Nelson, now that you didn't love it, that does mean you're racist.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. That's how they get you.
Yep. That's why I love it, because I'm not racist.
Love this movie. Exactly, yeah. It's funny. Do you know what though? Part of me thought that the racial component to that movie was put in there almost specifically for an advertising purpose. You know, like it would sell better.
That would be true, I think, except for Jordan Peele, especially through Key and Peele, all of his comedy has been about that as well.
Right, yeah.
Because he's got a... I think this is the right way around. His mother is white and his father is black. And then, so he says, you know, he identifies black, but his wife is also white. So all of his comedy through his career has been about the white-black divide, because he's kind of both.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
good. So you're right, yeah, because watching I'm like, this is Jordan Peele all over. This is like, everything his comedy's been about is the same thing.
Yeah, right.
I think I showed you that comedy sketch a while ago with Key and Peele on the slave blocks.
No,
and they're being auctioned. It's very funny.
Okay.
They're being auctioned as slaves, and then they keep not getting sold, and they start getting jealous that everyone else is being sold and not them.
Yeah. Okay. We'll upload it to Facebook.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think he just texted me. He said that's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Upload our content.
Cool. Well, I was hoping it was on YouTube. How did you show me then?
I don't know.
Illegally.
It probably is on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into Reddit on Reddit, Cambe.
That sounds like a podcast.
Okay. This is by Sat0725, in fact. The older the doctor, the higher the patient mortality rate, study finds. It's kind of a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Is that, do you feel, because obviously we know that you didn't read.
Obviously.
Yeah. Do you feel that medical advancements have gotten a lot better, but older doctors are perhaps sticking with older methods that they learnt when they were young?
Yes, I think I watched a Grey's Anatomy episode
I was going to reference a Scrubs episode.
It was probably Scrubs. Yeah. It was probably Scrubs. Oh, damn, why didn't I say that? Now I sound like a Grey's Anatomy fanboy. Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
You only watch it for McSteamy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah. It's with Elliot, right? And she says, there's a doctor who does bad things.
Yeah. He's
old things.
He's kind of like the old favorite doctor and everyone loves him, but he keeps doing things the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, yes, I think there's probably a chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a very funny statistic to be knowledgeable for us to now go to the doctor. Because I'm going to be very like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'm in a life or death situation, but stats don't lie. So
what I'm curious then, if you were to go to the doctor and say it was something semi-serious, right?
Okay. Yeah.
What age and over do you start being like,
I think maybe it's gray hair.
Okay. Oh,
a significant portion of gray hair.
Right.
Because I have gray hair. I think that's how I would judge it. Yeah. Like
if completely gray hair kind of thing.
Completely gray hair. Yeah. Maybe even, look, over 50%.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say, too much. I will see somebody else. That's what I have to go with. Although, this is what I was thinking as well, which is probably a much more logical explanation and probably exactly why. But maybe...
Muddying it with older your damn facts, aren't you?
Older, I know. Older people see older doctors.
That's true.
It's probably why, right? But you would think that inexperience would often be a cause of issues. But then you'd maybe be looking at, like, specifically... you're not looking at general GPs. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, like, surgeons and stuff like that.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Where you'd say, I'd trust an older surgeon than I would a younger one.
But an older surgeon got nothing to prove, Nelson. You want him to be hungry for success.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Yeah.
So maybe like somewhere in the middle.
I'm like, give me one that's still learning. He's got everything to prove.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think it works like that. Want him? Who's their first day of medical school? Get him in here.
Yeah, that's right. If he's never seen the inside of a body, I want that guy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe we would be great surgeons.
Well, I have small hands. Apparently, that's good for a surgeon.
Oh, okay.
Bad for dicks, I hear.
I have fat. I have fat, stubby fingers.
So. I have fat, stubby fingers, but they're quite short.
Okay, right. Yeah.
But apparently, good for drumming or good for surgery. Okay. So I've heard.
All right, okay.
Do you bad for guitar and piano, the two instruments I try to play.
Yeah. Do you reckon those are interchangeable, by the way? Like, if you're a really good surgeon, you're a really good drummer?
Yes. Okay. Travis just Barker checking. From Blink-182, yeah. Fantastic surgeon.
Actually, my brother is a drummer. He's a really good drummer. He's been a drummer for years.
Did he drum the intro to our podcast?
Yes, he did all the music to our podcast. Yes.
And also, that day... took your appendix out, so...
I forgot about that, actually. Yeah. It's funny, he wasn't even inflamed. He just wanted practice.
He's like, look how good I am at surgery. Look at my hands.
Yeah, that's true. And I was like, prove it.
And to our theory, he did a great job. Yeah, he had everything to prove.
I don't even have a scar from the stitches. That's how great it was. Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Mm. It was really more of a PSA, a public service announcement to our listeners.
Yep.
If you're going to get a doctor...
If he's got grey hair, I don't know. Mm. Maybe just put up with it. Like, put up with the pain. Don't go to him. He'll kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Avoid doctors, actually.
Yeah. Well,
if there's anything that we want to get you out of this...
Yep. If you listen to this podcast a few times...
Yeah.
You'll know that this is our stance. Avoid doctors, ignore science.
Yeah, that's right. Believe in God.
Yep. Believe in God. Actually, we had a very interesting...
Vaccines are terrible for you.
We had a very interesting conversation with one of our potential new listeners that probably won't listen flat earthers as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We're all about that now too.
And, oh
I read something. A guy took a level onto a plane to prove that the earth is flat because his level... didn't shift.
Are you kidding me?
No. So I guess the world is flat.
Oh my God, I missed that part of the conversation.
No. This was today. I read this today.
Oh, this is today.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought it was about the person. Oh my God, that's so ridiculous. Actually, funnily enough, in that conversation, we also spoke about Rowan read into us saying that one of the science facts that blows his mind is how if you were to throw a ball in an airplane while it's going, 700 kilometers an hour or whatever, it just goes up and down, doesn't fly backwards. And she brought up the exact same point, but with a fly in a car.
Yes.
You know, it can fly. Yeah. I was like, that's amazing. And I said, oh yeah, I think it has something to do with relativity because that's exactly what Rowan said. And I didn't explain any more than that because obviously I had no idea.
And every time she asked you, you said, but Rowan said it has something to do with relativity.
That's right. Yeah. But anyway, what were we talking about? I don't know.
Doctors.
See, doctors. Don't trust them. That's right.
Don't trust them. Don't go to them. If they're old, they'll kill you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I have another one here, Gambit.
Okay.
This is by Rasmus. This was written on a blackboard outside like a bar or a restaurant or something. That's funny. I've actually heard it before. So hopefully this will be okay. I only drink a little bit, but when I do, I turn into another person and that person drinks a lot.
That seems to me like it belongs on one of those minion memes that you see on Facebook.
Oh, right.
That, like...
Yeah.
Dare I say, a mum would post a lot.
Yeah, that's right. You
know? Oh, weirdly, quite a young friend of mine posts a lot of them, which I find really weird. She's, like, 21.
Yeah, that's
She posts a lot of these minion memes that are like, you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps, kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
That reminds me of one of those sayings.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, isn't it? It does seem like a older generation, funny joke kind of thing. Like, it's like a dad joke, really.
Yeah. Or it could be a t-shirt joke as well.
Okay, yeah, t-shirt joke.
Which, as I think we've discussed on the podcast, I'm not a fan of the t-shirt joke.
Yeah.
If you have to have a joke on your t-shirt to show that you're funny, you're probably not funny.
But you did say you would leave it open to... if it was a Schrodinger's cat joke, you would be okay with
that's
it.
True. So
it's the one exception to the rule.
Yep.
Funnily enough, talking about Schrodinger's cat again, I was watching something on Reddit this week, which was about the idea of the time travel grandpa paradox, I think it's called.
The grandfather paradox, yeah.
So it's like you go back in time and kill your grandfather before he was born.
Yep.
But then your grandfather wasn't able to have kids, and so you weren't able to be. You could never go back. So,
in fact, the film I made in my first year of uni, which you're in, is a direct parody of that paradox.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But then, so this thing that I was watching that was trying to explain that, no, there's a possibility that this paradox existed, and it basically was a Schrodinger's cat thing. And it didn't actually say a different timeline. It was trying to say within the same timeline, your grandfather does and does not exist. And it was like, it's a Schrodinger's cat. Yeah. There's a joke in here somewhere.
The Schrodinger's grandfather paradox.
Right, yeah, I don't know.
It's grandfather's cat.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so I thought it would be relevant to bring up Schrodinger's cat again.
Yep. I think if this podcast were to have a perfect product, it would be some kind of Elon Musk presents Schrodinger's Monopoly or something like that. Yes. Where you can both buy and not buy a property or something like that.
Okay. Okay. That's a good idea.
That seems like it's the perfect product for everything that we always talk about.
Yeah. I like the idea of that. If we create a board game, it's very similar to Monopoly, but is Elon Musk themed, and you both do and do not win.
In many ways, you both do and do not win in a game of Monopoly.
I was just thinking that. Because
even if you win, do you really win?
You don't win. No. Nobody's winning that game. Okay, anyway, I just thought that was a little
I like to think that that guy that commented on our Reddit saying that we talk about Monopoly is right now being like, oh my God.
They're doing it again. I said it as a joke. It's happened. It's come up again. Okay. I think that's all I had for Reddit on Reddit, really. Well, I guess we're going to Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. Okay, this Today I Learned is by Aether31. Today I learned that McDonald's was supposed to revamp the Golden Arches in 1960, but a psychologist argued to keep it because it resembled breasts, giving a Freudian applications to the subconscious mind of the consumer.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I thought that was amazing for such a big brand like McDonald's. And they're like, no, 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 guys, it looks like boobs.
Yeah. Come on, guys. It's big pair of boobs in the sky.
Yeah, that's right. Like, at no point have I ever, and I know it's saying subconsciously, but even still, I don't think my subconscious mind has ever been like, wow, that looks like some boobs.
And
it's so pointy.
If you, the listener, has ever seen the Golden Arches on the horizon and really felt like a milkshake, maybe you should look into yourself, mate.
Okay.
You're obsessed with boobs.
Maybe that's it. That's a very... I like the idea of that. Or you've seen the Golden Arches and you've wanted to go to the strippers.
Yeah. But weirdly, after coming out of the strippers, you often want to go to McDonald's.
No, that is true, yeah.
Because you're looking at the boobs all night being like, I could go on Big Mac.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how they... It's the opposite, really, I think.
Yeah.
It's when you're looking at boobs too much. Yeah. That's the genius of it, is that you want McDonald's.
Okay, that's smart. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, now that I think about it... Every time I look at boobs, I definitely...
You definitely want a quarter pounder.
Yeah. Man, that must be so much harder if you're a girl.
Yeah, true.
I have to look at these all the time. I must have great
willpower. Every morning in the mirror.
Exactly. But yeah, I just love the idea of that. And the fact that, you know... because to me, that is just such crock of shit.
Yes.
Like, but somebody is convinced, but the thing is, I think that, you know, McDonald's Golden Arches, it is such a good you know, logo. Of course, now it's so well known, and it's just a you know, particular thing that you can't see McDonald's without, you know. If they ever change it, you'd be like, wow, that's so weird. But to think that the only reason why it's is because stayed, somebody's bullshit, you know, reasoning behind,
which is weird, because to me, like, I feel if I saw something that reminded me of breasts, it wouldn't make me that hungry, and I probably wouldn't want to eat there. And in fact, quite the bad experience at a place that did serve food and had breasts on display, which was a place called Schnitz and Tits.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've spoken about this before on the podcast, actually. But
look,
yeah.
Very possibly. But now, I want breasts. I want nothing to do with my food.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I don't know why, but we saw the poster. You know the posters that people like plaster up under bridges and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where we saw it. Yeah. Like, Schnitz and Tits. And we all had this weird group delusion.
Mm.
There's like German restaurant, topless waitresses. This will be fun.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we got there that we all had the illusion broken at the same time. When we got there and it was in a pub.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, it's upstairs. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, all right. I thought, because there's a bistro down here, but guess they have a bistro upstairs. So then we went upstairs and we walked in and there was no windows anywhere. Yeah. And we're like, oh, strip club.
Yeah.
Strip club that serves chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not...
Yeah, it's so... It's funny.
Like,
that,
why did I think it would be anything else?
No, I don't think that's a delusion. I think that is like almost false advertising.
Yeah.
When somebody says, you know, it's not like, you know, I know it's very common in the States, but if somebody is like gourmet buffet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and boobs or something, I don't know. But
that's what we'll start.
And you go
gourmet buffet and boobs.
And you go, no, but I've heard of strip clubs in the US that do have buffets.
Yeah, I get you.
And it's like, you can't advertise it like that. You know? It's not what it is. It's a strip club, and oh, by the way, we have schnitzel on the menu.
Yeah.
It's not.
See, because I think that, yeah, you're right. But if you do it the other way, I think I'd be more pleasantly surprised. If they're like, it's gourmet buffet and there'll be naked women. And then you got there and you're like, oh, it's a strip club. But if like, hey, it's a strip club in there, but we got some food.
Exactly. You'd be
like, man, that's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to come for the strip club, but food is great.
I was going to eat beforehand. I guess yeah. I won't have to.
But do you think... Then, if people are driving and they see the Golden Arches, they're like, all right, I'm getting McDonald's. They turn in, they're like, not a single boob here. What? Like, do you think so they have my schnitz and tits moment?
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
They walk in and go, oh,
no,
family restaurant.
I don't think that ever happens, though, because even if there are no females working, there is always at least one fat guy that has breasts big enough to be like, eh, well, I guess technically they have provided.
I guess
boobs.
I got what I wanted.
Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Yes.
So bring that.
Hopefully the listeners thought that was funny.
Do you know of any interesting logos? Any interesting stories about logos?
Not logos, but I know this is kind of relevant because there's a new movie in theaters at the moment, but the alien from Aliens. Was designed to be kind of phallic.
Right.
Like, it was supposed to be about, like, I guess puberty.
Oh,
but when it bursts out, it kind of looks like a dick, and then it slowly grows and becomes aggressive. It was supposed to be, like, a weird sexual metaphor. It's like a metaphor for, like sexual attack and all kinds of stuff, because it literally sticks to their face, impregnates them, phallic comes out of them. It's...
Do you know, that's really weird because just this week on Reddit, I read somebody that did a Today I Learned that was one of the writers or producer or whatever, director, I don't know. They came up with the idea of the chest-bursting alien because they had a disease at the time, and the way they described it was like there was something inside trying to push its way out of its chest.
Yeah, well, it was the guy.
I suppose it could be both.
Well, it's the guy. No, the guy that designed the alien. His last name is Geiger, and he famously does a lot of like creature designs. But he apparently was like obsessed with this like sexual imagery of the alien.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
that's something weird for you.
Yeah, that is pretty.
I don't have any love for those movies. The Alien franchise.
Yeah, I don't really either, actually.
I quite like the first Alien.
Yeah.
Alien's pretty good and the rest are all
I don't really remember exactly, but to me, from vague memories, because it's been a long time since I've seen them anyway, they seemed like basically the same idea, right?
Well, I know. I think what's bad about Alien is that they won't stick to one thing. Oh. So the first Alien is like a monster in the house kind of thing.
Right.
They're on a spaceship, there's an alien somewhere. It's like a slasher film, but it's an alien.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool idea. And Aliens became like a war film, which is kind of cool because it was different.
Yeah.
Instead of like Monster in the House, they're in the alien thing. So yeah. It kind of flips on its head. It's kind of interesting. And then it just went batshit crazy with like the new ones like Prometheus and Covenant are like weird religious things.
Yeah.
Well, Prometheus.
Wasn't Prometheus pretty close to like, I don't know, that idea of, yeah, there's an alien and a bunch of crew together. Like, to me, Prometheus was very similar to Alien.
Okay, so do you want to know what was cut out of Prometheus? This was the original intention of Prometheus, because everyone always asks, do you remember the movie very well?
Not so
well. As a refresher, there's the engineers, the big bulky white guys, and at the start, he like creates life on Earth.
Right.
And then they're going to find them. That's the whole thing, is they want to find these engineers. And then they find one at the very end. Spoiler alert for Prometheus. They find one at the end, and then he gets up and immediately tries to kill everyone, and wants to go to Earth and kill everyone on Earth.
Right.
And they have to stop him.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was cut out of Prometheus, because everyone's like, why does he want to kill all humanity? They created humanity. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What was cut out was the original concept was that the engineers had sent another engineer back to Earth to show humanity how it was done. But humanity crucified him, Nelson.
Oh.
Because he was Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. What?
So the engineers decided that humanity wasn't worthy and they were going to go destroy it.
Oh,
that was the original
God.
Pitched like ending to Prometheus, because Ridley Scott in his older age has become quite religious.
Right. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Mm.
Can't believe that. How do you explain that? Oh, no, wait. They
but that also means that Jesus was like some big, bulky, muscly...
Well, okay, that's exactly what I was thinking. But then I was like, oh, no, maybe that's... Maybe they created different life something. But
yeah,
it
maybe.
Doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't really
No,
make
it's sense. So dumb. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this interview with Ridley Scott where he's talking about it. And even the interviewer's like, oh.
Yeah, trying not to...
But it also... Because that movie makes no sense. But with that, it does make sense. But it's so much dumber.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So which way is better?
Exactly.
Do you want to make not, sense and be really dumb?
Not making it would have been the most sense.
Ah, should have told him that.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that. On set, day one.
Yeah.
He calls cut for the first time. Like, Ridley, I've been thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe let's not.
Yeah, let's just not.
It's yeah, not I've had a flip through the script. It's not good.
Yeah, exactly. The ending, I don't know whether we cut this or we leave it in. I mean, it's terrible either way.
Do we want it to be dumb and make sense, or be kind of cool but make no sense at all? He was just counting his money. He didn't care.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty. I have another say I learned. Can't
okay.
This is by Clark Barniner. Today I learned the DC Comics original... today I learned that DC Comics' original candidate for its first headlining black superhero was the Black Bomber. Do you know this?
No.
Considering you're a comic book nerd?
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right. The Black Bomber was a white racist who would turn into a black superhero under stress. Comics historian Don Markstein called it an insult to practically everybody with any point of view at all. Can you imagine?
Sounds like a racist Hulk.
It is exactly. Like, so... It is so strange. And there was a picture that was sort of with it as well, like a thumbnail that was embedded. And he wasn't a Hulk-like person. Like, he was just
a black guy.
He was just a black guy. Yeah. But had an outfit on as well. So, to me, this idea is just so mind-bogglingly dumb. What idiot had the idea that's like...
Yeah.
And the thing is, I can see see where they were trying to come from, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're like, okay, we want people to realize that, we're trying to better the black culture.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to get rid of racism. So I imagine their idea was, well, we'll have a white racist that ends up not just black, but obviously there would be, I imagine, throughout the comics, a transition of him appreciating black people and the culture and stuff like that. But obviously they just didn't think what it sounded like when they said it out loud. I can imagine them being in the meeting and be like, oh, thanks for having me. You know, we wanted a black superhero, so I just thought it would be a white racist.
Can you imagine, like, DC has said, you know, oh, Nelson, you've been tasked. We want to create DC Comics' first black superhero. Come back to me next week. See where you go. And you're like, I think you're going to like this.
Yeah.
He's a white racist. You haven't started well, Nelson.
Yeah, that's right. No, no, bear with me. He turns into a black guy. this is getting worse. And could you imagine if...
Because here's the twist. Black guys are fine. That's not a twist.
Maybe it was a white racist that was tasked with doing this. They're like, Johnny, you should get on this. And he's like, oh, I really don't think I'm the suitable person for the job. And they're like, hey, you want to get paid? This is what you do.
So, and because of that, he made a superhero that unwillingly turns into a black superhero.
He's like, he probably just thought one day, he's like, the only way I'm writing a good thing about a black guy is if I turn into one. Wait a second.
But I still want to be racist.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. It's just so anti, like, I don't know.
That's
just
funny because, like, on the other end, other side of the street with Marvel, they've always been pretty progressive with their superheroes, except weirdly with Asian superheroes up until pretty recently.
Right, yeah.
They've just been like, every Asian guy is a mystic.
Actually, that's a good point, yeah. That's true. They should come out
with an Asian
superhero.
I honestly think that Marvel were in a tricky spot with their with Doctor Strange, and they got accused of whitewashing because in the comic, the Ancient One is an old Tibetan man.
Right.
But they're in a weird situation, I think, with that, because if they did the old Tibetan man, that would probably be quite a racist stereotype.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But also, Marvel has, like, its biggest, or one of its biggest regions is in China, who deny that Tibet, a country, so they also couldn't have a Tibetan person.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have a racist stereotype, so they swapped it out for Tilda Swinton. Which I think is deliberate, because then they're still being progressive. So people are like, you're being racist, but I mean, gender equality is good.
But I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think that's probably the best of that bad situation.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, they've certainly upgraded from racist white guys that want to turn into black.
Yeah, black
people.
Superhero. What if he's a racist white guy?
Oh, man. Such a crack up. I would love to... I would have loved it if it was my job to create a superhero.
I think it was. I think it was in Spider-Man comics. Was the first comic to have black and white kids in Peter Parker's high school, just like just in the panels in the background.
Right.
But apparently, at the time, that was even like a shocking deal.
Well,
because Peter Parker went to a mixed school and not a segregated school. Obviously, in the 50s and 60s when it was created, was pretty common.
I remember actually watching. I don't think I watched it at all, actually. It was like part of a documentary on comic books and their influence specifically on, a racism, essentially, and trying to get equality sort of going. And the very first sketch of a black person in a comic was just in a crowd of people.
Yeah.
And that was all it was. It was just one person shaded in, you know, and the rest were outlines because that's all it was at that time. And that was like the very first input of a black person into a comic book. And then, obviously it like progressed and still, I reckon there would have been like so many comic books in between where it was just they, put one black person in the crowd and then... maybe a few comic book issues later, there's three black people in the crowd, and then they get to the point where Peter Parker goes to a school with this black people. It's just this like gradual progression because
and Marvel's always been pretty good at it. Obviously in the 60s there was the Black Panther movement, and then they created a literal Black Panther superhero.
Yeah,
which is like he stands for everything they stood for,
and they definitely And
then in the '70s, there was the blaxploitation films coming out, like Shaft and whatnot. Yeah. So they created Luke Cage, who was like the blaxploitation hero for hire. He's kind of a gruff, streetwise guy from Harlem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Because they're being actually progressive, but they're also just being really good marketers. Because this is a group of kids that has no superhero. We'll make one specifically for that group of kids.
That's true. That it is funny that it is a marketing thing. It's funny because I remember watching this documentary and perhaps getting completely fooled by the idea that they were doing it out of the goodness of their hearts.
I think that's what they would have you believe. I would argue that someone went in to like Stan Lee in the 70s being like, man, these blaxploitation films are real popular. And he's like, well, why aren't we doing one?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's probably even the point of, at the time, it was like, yeah, we're just going to advertise black people. There's a market there.
Yeah.
But then they realized that actually through these comics, it created a bit of a movement.
Oh,
really?
Sure, yeah.
And then at that point, they were like, yeah, yeah, we always intended that.
Yeah, yeah. It was always pure. It was always pure.
Yeah.
And like, not until pretty recently was Nick Fury black. He used to always be a white guy, grey temples.
Yeah, right.
But then when they kind of rebooted in like 2005-ish.
Yeah.
He became Samuel Jackson, essentially.
Yeah.
It was like a weird lawsuit where they just stole his image.
Really?
And apparently as part of like the thing is like, yeah, I won't sue you, but if you make a movie, I'm him.
Yeah, that's funny. How about what's his name? Professor X. He looks exactly like
Patrick Stewart. Yeah.
Patrick Stewart. But Professor X came first.
Yes. Right? Yeah. So Patrick Stewart owes them money.
I know. I was going to say, maybe he tried to sue them. He's like, oh, I'm just acting one of your movies for free. And they're like, okay.
There is a story apparently when he went into his agent and his agent pitched him that.
I know this one. Yeah.
And he gave him the comic and apparently he famously said, what am I doing on the front cover of this comic?
Yeah, exactly. You would imagine, right, that the comic was given to you and they probably superimposed it. I would imagine, right, if I'm a like pretty well off actor and somebody handed me a comic with somebody that looks exactly like
me. Bald. I'm bald.
I reckon you'd be like, okay, you've doctored this to
implicate that I would be
that person. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah. Also, while we're on comic books, just quickly. Mm-hmm. Apparently the character of Iron Man was made on a bet where Stan Lee had said that he could create the most unlikable character because he was an arms dealer during the Vietnam War, I think it was, when he was created. And he was an arms dealer billionaire during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And they made him into a likable superhero because the Marvel brand was that good.
Yeah,
but he said, give me the most unlikable thing you can think of right now and I'll create a superhero out of it.
I think that's kind of... to be honest, I think somebody's first answer was, okay, a white racist that turned into a black guy.
They went, no, go back to DC. Knowing the way that the DC cinematic stuff is going, Black Bomber is coming soon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty funny. I mean, does it really count, though, that bet when you're like, well, yeah, I created a bad person, but then they realized pretty instantly in the first episode that they were doing, you know, the first series that they were doing the wrong thing and turned it around?
Well, not so much in the comics. He was an arms dealer for a while in the comics.
I've only seen the movie, let's be honest.
But, like, there's a bunch of, like, weird things that apparently Marvel just did on a bet, which was, like, Nick Fury's one. Apparently that was designed to be the dumbest name imaginable, which is Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. with the acronym S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, that's the dumbest title we can think of. And then it became a hit.
Yeah, right.
He's like, see, I got anything. We can sell anything.
Yeah.
Black Bomber.
Exactly. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Okay. Well, Cambo, now it's time to move on to Shower Thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
Okay, this shower thought is by... I've actually got quite a few. I didn't really plan this in advance, if I'm going to be honest with you. Okay.
The show is normally so thorough and to the minute.
Okay, this is by JL224758. Whenever my parents ask if I want anything from the food store, I forget every food that exists. I think it's so true, right? Mm. Is that a very American thing to say, the food store? I imagine it is, right? Because we just say shops. Hey, you want anything from shops?
Yeah. Yeah, I've not really heard the food store.
Yeah, I've never actually heard of it ever, but I just imagine, maybe it's an American thing. But
even
thing.
In like even in pop cultural things or movies, I've not heard the food store.
Yeah.
I reckon this guy just says it weird.
Yeah, maybe that's the most amazing.
I reckon if someone said, do you want something from the food store, I'd be thrown as well. Exactly. I would be able to think, food store?
What do you mean, food store? Is this a new store that has it some sort of unique food? I don't know. No, but yeah, I think, you know, if somebody's like, hey, want anything from the shops? I'd be like, I don't know. And then I'd think about 20 things while they're right.
They walk out and you're like, oh, milk. I needed milk.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. All right, here's another one for you. This is by Actually Crazy IRL.
Oh, that's good to know. Is he quite nice online though?
I guess so. Yeah, maybe he's super like, normal
you're so
online.
Polite. Actually crazy in real life.
Okay. If you think your parents didn't have a favorite child, you were the favorite child.
I know. Well, it was a commonly said thing that my dad had a favorite child, which was the only daughter.
That's right. That's got to be a pretty.
I think that's pretty common. I'm a middle child, so I am like the forgotten child.
Yeah.
Though I am also the child that's kept like I feel like I'm the child that's kept my nose down the most.
Okay.
So
yeah,
there's never been any like big dramas or anything. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Nothing to be ashamed of about.
My eldest brother's crashed like a million cars, and just the other week came off his motorbike and almost broke his shoulder.
Right. Yeah. So they're like, it's the troublemaker son.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, see, in my family, we do only have one girl, but I would say it's arguably my brother. We always make a joke about the firstborn son. Or firstborn child is always like, you know, the one that's loved the most. And which is now has been kind of an ongoing joke now because my brother now has a child and my sister has a child as well. And we're like, well, I guess you'll love this child the most now because it's the first one. And, don't have to worry about any other ones you have. But yeah, I would always say that I was the least loved child because I was the fourth child in my family and very definitely an accident.
Yeah, right.
I was... Okay, so my brothers and sisters were born 1 year apart, right? Like very planned out perfectly. They wanted 3 kids 1 year apart. And then 5 years later after my sister, I was born... my mum did refer to me as a happy accident once.
Oh, right. Yeah, so that's the classic, isn't it?
That was nice, I guess. but yeah, I think definitely, if you don't know, you're the bloody favourite child, mate.
That's true. I think...
Because you know if you're the hated child.
That's true. I think in the sense that I am the least... Like, they don't, like I think I moved out of home the youngest... Of all of them.
Yeah.
And I my job has quite a few perks
for
my parents.
Yeah.
So I think for that reason, I don't know if I'm the favorite, but I think I'm definitely like, they're like, he's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He does all right. Never have to.
I'm glad we had sex and you came out.
Yeah. Actually, all these years later, you put me into a gold class session or something.
Yeah, that's right. Although, you know, it's funny. It reminds me of this joke. Because we kind of talk about it in, like, a joking manner. Right?
Yeah.
Like, my parents loved one of the, you know, my other siblings more. But a friend of mine, she speaks about, she's just one of two, about how her brother is way more loved in the family to the point where it's actually, you know, like, a bit hurtful.
Yeah.
And like the company has a business, the family has a business and he works for it. And then he'll like buy a new car and the company will pay for it, but it's not really a company car necessarily or, you know, just something like, I think there was something about him paying off something for the house or things like that. And they were like, oh, we'll let the company pay for it and you work for the company. But it's like, because my friend doesn't worked for the parents' company, then she's not getting these benefits, but it's just so very clear that the mother and brother love their kids. It's so weird, isn't it?
I've always had that fear, like, what if I have a kid and he's just an asshole? Yeah, I'm generally like, oh, you are not pleasant. Like, what?
I know.
What do you do?
I know, that's right.
Because, you know, like, you see kids sometimes.
Yeah.
They're talking back to their parents and they're being
little.
And you just want to be like, if I was that dad, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, I do not like you.
I think there has to be some. I mean, I'm one to definitely believe that it's more, you know, culture. It's more nurture over nature.
Yeah.
And that if you have a child that's answering back to you, chances are you're a shitty parent in the first place. But I say that not being a parent at all. I have no idea. I could be,
I feel like, because there's people I know, right, and I'll be as vague as possible here. Yeah. And they're quite nice, and one of their kids is lovely, and one of their kids is a real loud mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that one good?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And why is that one not?
Yeah, what happened?
Because that's what I fear.
Yeah. Well, I think there's maybe differences in our family, right? Like, nothing too extreme. But, you know, like, my eldest brother is, I'd say, different from... Actually, we're pretty similar. I mean, my eldest brother. But maybe that makes sense, right? Because there was such a long time since, after I was born, I was, like, the youngest and maybe, like, started fresh again, I guess, right, saying, right? So my oldest brother, I reckon... like would have just had more attention naturally. I'm not even saying my parents being favorites. It's just
there
that
wasn't another kid to look for.
Exactly. Yeah. And he went through the first of everything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like he was the first to go to school and all that. And so I can imagine just in the nature of, you know, say my mom and dad being nervous about, oh, what do we expect when our kid first goes to school? You know, and they might react and be a little bit different around, you know, my eldest brother than when my second brother went. They're like, okay, we already know what to expect. So there'd be just like little nuances that slightly change the upbringing of one child compared to the other. And I reckon that could be part of it, why you end up with one shitty kid and one good kid.
That's true.
And can I ask, is the shitty kid older?
Older.
Yes, see?
Yeah.
This is what I think.
Yeah.
Parents had the kid and let it run amok, and they were like, oh, we can't do this for the second kid. Yeah. Like, you know,
oh boy, we made some mistakes there.
Oh yeah, this next one is going to be all right. We know exactly where we went wrong.
So you should get to have a practice one.
Yeah.
You have a practice kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Work out what works. You're like, oh,
and
boy.
Go for adoption, okay? Yeah. actually, can I turn this into a really awkward conversation?
Yeah.
I was reading something online, and so I've always been pro-choice. That's what I'm talking about. This is getting weird now. I've always been pro-choice. I think it's, you know, the right way. It's a fair enough thing to go by. And I read on Reddit just recently of a guy who said he was adopted and loves his life and, you know, doesn't blame his mother who gave him up, you know, his birth mother, loves his current mother that's adopted him. She couldn't have kids anyway. It's changed her life, blah, blah, blah. And it's something that I'd never considered, right? As somebody that's been pro-choice, that there are people that would willingly adopt your child and it might be a great thing for everybody involved. I've never thought about that before. And I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
It's good. Don't you reckon? I reckon a lot of people don't think about that.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But there's many, many people alive that could have been aborted that weren't. And it's good that they're alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think it's anyone's choice but that mum's as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know? And I mean, there's still, I still think abortions, should be like because of things like rape as well. Yep. You don't want...
And were that baby to be aborted...
It's got really way off track and very intense.
Maybe we'll just save it for our other more deep, dark podcast. Yeah. Hey, long story short, I'm also pro-choice.
Yeah, okay.
I won't go into the reasons why, but I am pro-choice. But I'm glad that guy is kicking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that, guys.
Anyway, that was that came from. If you think your parents didn't have a favorite child, you were the favorite child.
hang with this. We've still got Ask Reddit to come.
Okay. I'll do another shower thought because I normally do more shower thoughts. Okay. I'll do this one. This is by Snowed In. Get it? Snowed In.
Snowed In. Snowed
In. What he did there? Anyway.
It's probably the real guy.
It could be.
They'll never know.
As a kid, I always felt the Eeyore was a massive buzzkill. As an adult, I identify with him on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah. That Eeyore's my guy.
Does that mean, though, that they are depressed? Because famously, all the characters of Winnie the Pooh have a trait of mental illness.
Right.
Tigger is ADHD.
Okay.
Eeyore is depression. Pooh is like a manic hoarder.
Right.
Piglet is what's the word? Anxious. They're all different kind of mental disability representations.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. If you identify with Eeyore, just talk to someone. Like,
okay. Yeah. Good point. I meant I more identify him with because he's like, you know, I just want to sleep more often.
Right.
Stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I would really, like, you know, everybody's having fun and stuff. I'm like, I can't be bothered.
I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah.
The other classic one I see all the time is like when you're a kid, you identify with SpongeBob. But when you get older, you start to identify with Squidward.
Right, yeah.
That's like, everything does suck. I hate people like that.
Yeah.
So full of energy all the time.
Did you not know about the
Winnie the Pooh mental illness?
No, I didn't, actually. Yeah. I don't know. Now that you mention it, I was like, maybe I have heard that before. But I don't know. I can't remember.
I like that.
But you know, it's funny, just to be a massive buzzkill again, because
the thing about pro-choice
apparently is where we're going. I don't know. I was going to talk about ADHD, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, a little bit controversial, but I sort of think that is a bullshit illness that was made up. The ADHD never existed, right, in history, essentially.
Yep.
It was just like, you know, depression existed, anxiety, those sort of things existed, but not ADHD. It's very new age, right? Mm. And the best example I have of this, and I'm willing to admit that I'm wrong as well, right? Yep. This is just sort of my own kind of stupid belief that it is a made-up thing. But something to this story is I heard one time it was this woman who took her daughter to the doctor and said, look, and this was what, let's say 80s, I don't really know. Maybe even a little bit, maybe even like 70s, I don't know. And the, you know, the mother said to the doctor, oh, look, my daughter, I think there's something wrong with her. She's always really hyper, really, you know, can't sit still, always fidgeting, you know, which is exactly classic case. If you said that to a doctor right now, guarantee you, they'd say, yep, your kid has ADHD, and they would probably prescribe drugs. This doctor, you know, it was before all that. This doctor said, okay, come with me in a minute. But he said to the girl, like, you just stay here. And before he left, he turned the radio on and he walked outside with the mother and he left the door open, just a crack.
Yep.
And he said, just watch your daughter. And after a little while, the daughter starts like dancing in his seat to the music on the radio. And the doctor says, there's nothing wrong with your daughter. Just enroll her in some dance classes. That's what she needs. That daughter then became, and I wish I knew her name, but
Hillary Clinton.
A well-renowned ballet performer, as in like one of the most famous ballet performers in her life. And to me, it's like, you know, ADHD now and the like doctors prescribing drugs. And it's like, this is such a perfect case where that she never would have been able to experience that. People never would have been able to see her performances and stuff because she would have been given drugs or something in today's day and age. But all she needed was just like an outlet, something to, you know, really go on.
I slightly disagree with you, but not by too much.
Yeah.
I think the ADHD, like, it is a thing, but I think it's a thing that's been developed because everything is so short, everything is so in your face, everything is so fast, that if you grew up doing nothing but that, like, the average watch time on a Facebook video is 3 seconds.
Mm.
That's the average watch time that anyone will pay attention to anything like that. And the fact that, you know, TV shows are shorter, ads are shorter, everything is shorter because you get more into it. I think it's a weird thing that's, like, developed in society.
Yeah.
So it's become, if your kid is raised from day dot with nothing over 2 minutes, nothing, you know, everything flashy, everything quick, yeah, you would start losing attention if something was going on too long as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that has developed because of the human beings,
yeah,
being, like, what they are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I think, and there are people that genuinely cannot pay attention to things, and they do lose interest in things all the time. But I don't think it's any fault of their own. I think it's the fault of how they were kind of raised and how the society is now.
I think maybe the point is then that it's overdiagnosed,
mm-hmm,
right? Because, yep, then theoretically there's children like that, right, that are getting ADHD because of the environment they're, yep, in and how, yep, they've been brought up. But then there's people like this girl,
mm-hmm,
who just have more energy and they just, yep, need something else. And those people are also getting diagnosed as having, like...
The one I think gets overdiagnosed the most is OCD. I can, yeah, imagine if you had proper OCD, it would be pretty crippling. Like,
yeah,
you would need, people, yeah, are like, oh my God, I need all the glasses to face the same way. I've got OCD.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't. And it's kind of disrespectful, yeah, to people, yeah, that have a real hard time living,
yeah,
if everything isn't in a particular order.
Do you know, it's funny, right? Because I've you know, done particular things before, mm, and joked it's because, mm, I've had OCD. But never in my life have I
ever thought
that, yeah, I actually, yeah, had OCD.
I'm the same.
I assume that when other people say stuff like that, they don't mean it. But maybe you're right. Maybe there's people out there that are like,
I think there are some people that are like, I've
definitely got OCD.
Yeah, there are some people that are so self-indulgent that they're, yeah, like, guys, I think I have OCD.
Yeah.
And also, if you've got a name OCD, don't be a prick and put it in alphabetical order. That must be so annoying for people with OCD.
Right. Okay.
CDO. Yeah.
That's right.
And don't put an S in Lisp. What are you, a psychopath?
Exactly. And by the way, that came from, as a kid, I always felt that Eeyore was a massive buzzkill. Now that I identify with him on a spiritual level. Anyway. All right, Cambo. We should get away from shower thoughts because apparently that inevitably ends up talking about something that's very risque.
First question, ask Reddit to be like, what's your opinion, yeah, on the current political climate and gun control?
I can guarantee you my Ask Reddit questions are nothing alike to say. Okay. Alright, let's move to Ask Reddit then.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by Rust Robot. You can combine two animals together and create a new one. The catch is, those two animals cease to exist. What do you choose? Mm. Although, do you know what I think is funny about this question? Is, why does it matter whether the animals cease to exist or not? If you're like,
wow,
oh man, I would love to combine a lion and a seal, no, but I love lions and seals, so I don't want them.
Here's
to
what I'm thinking, right? You kind of do the opposite to what most people would do.
Okay.
And there's two animals that you hate. So combine them, and there's only one animal.
There's only one of them.
And you get rid of an entire animal that you hate.
But maybe...
But then again, if you combine snakes and spiders, that's terrifying.
Oh, that would be the worst, actually. Oh, my God. That would actually give me nightmares.
Like, imagine there's a snake on your ceiling. You're like, oh, God.
No. And, but, like, you know, the tail doesn't maybe latch onto the roof. So that just kind of, like, flops down. And you know, one of these things, like, you don't run into webs anymore. You run into the tail of a snake spider. Oh, man. That would actually be super creepy. Mm. I would never want that. I kind of like the idea of just the plain old simple cat dog.
Right.
Mainly because
like the cartoon. Opposite
very head, much yeah, like the cartoon.
Heads at the opposite ends.
Okay. In fact.
No sphincter, apparently.
In fact. Yeah, I know. It always was a mystery about that TV show. Yes, at least exactly like that. I also think it'd be funny if they hated each other.
Right. So what you want is the cartoon cat dog to be real life.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's right. Like, it's always kind of a sausage dog and cat, you know. But no, that'd be cool. But I think it would be, don't you reckon the cats would get really annoyed?
Yes.
Like they are way less hyper.
I wouldn't want that because I love dogs so much and I don't like cats.
Okay, yeah.
So I wouldn't want to have one with the other all the time.
Yeah. See, it's funny because I prefer cats. So theoretically, if we were living together.
Well, this podcast is over.
If we were living together, mm-hmm. you'd be like, oh, that's great. We can both get the pet that we want.
Yeah.
But again, I would think that would just ruin the cat's life.
No, right.
Because like, imagine, you know, either one of us comes home, the dog's like, let's go for the dog. And the cat's like, oh, no, I'm just asleep. Ah, oh, god damn it.
And because cats are so disinterested in you, but dogs love you.
Yeah, that's right.
The dog all day will be like, what do you think he's doing? Oh, my God, when's he coming up? Oh, my God. And the cat's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I see him when I want.
Exactly.
When I want food, I'll occasionally go and see him.
I think you could make a really cool, like, dangerous animal as well. That'd be fun. You know, like a shark and a cheetah.
Can you imagine? That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Land or sea?
Both.
Ooh. That's scary. It'll hunt you down on land and it'll hunt you down in the sea.
Can't catch me in the water. Oh, you can! I know!
Which is funny because cats hate water. But not this one.
Not this one. Oh, no.
Or maybe
not
he does. Not a cheetah. Maybe he does hate water. And that's the twist. Because then it's real angry when it gets in there. It's like, right!
But it can breathe, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Imagine if someone... The classic scenario that we bring up a lot on this podcast is a genie. It's like, right.
Okay, yeah.
You combine two animals.
Yeah.
But the animal that you combined, they no longer exist. They just exist as this hybrid.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone's like, ooh, man and horse. And everyone on earth suddenly turns into like a centaur.
Yeah.
But if you didn't specify, maybe it's a horse at the front.
That would be...
Human at the back.
Worse. Yep. Well, then there would be this weird thing, right? Where it's like, well, we've got a mate if we want to continue the human race. I mean, I'm not judging you. And I imagine like births from women would be so much more painful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, unless it's like unless the horse size is, you know, comparable to the body. I don't know. That'd be weird. Actually, I can imagine a like cute centaur baby.
But yeah, the question is like in this scenario, do things get scaled up and down to applicable size? Because if you put a man's body on a horse, that man's body is actually going to be really small because horses are massive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So, technically, if you put spider and snake, spiders are so small that snakes just have tiny, wispy little legs hanging up.
That's true.
I can deal with that.
Okay,
but
yeah,
if the spider scaled up
to
fit the snake, then I'm not okay with it.
Oh, shit. That would be way more scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Giant spiders that are also snakes. Jesus Christ. This is scary. Okay. Do you reckon you could get, like... you know, if we're looking for benefits here, like I want to, do you reckon you could just get, combine two animals that are really cute in their own way, right? Mm-hmm. So you make this super hybrid cute animal or maybe something that's like beneficial, right?
Well, like
maybe. Okay. So like cat. Okay. Well, I like cat. You like dogs, right? Yeah. Cat or dog.
Technically that is a fox.
And what?
A fox is kind of a cat and a dog.
Okay, so it's a fox, but also you can have it as a pet, right? Because you just want it. And a pigeon. So it could be like a carrier pigeon pet.
Right.
Because nobody wants a pigeon as a pet. That's ridiculous.
No, yeah.
But if you could have a cool fox pigeon, a fodgeon.
Yep.
Then you can be like, oh, I could get it to deliver my mail. Actually, I never have mail to deliver. Never mind, that's a terrible idea.
You forgot that you're not a mailman.
I could get it to send my emails. yeah, I reckon something like that. Something to benefit, you know, humans by creating two.
What if you combine a cow and a pig? You can have so many different meats in one.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Right?
There would be,
you can still get milk. You can still get all the dairy. You could get beef. You could get bacon.
They would get pork.
You would get pork.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going with that one.
Okay.
It's funny. I want to hybrid two animals together so I can kill it and eat it.
That's then you can make a bacon cheeseburger from one animal.
Yeah, that's right.
And if that's not important, then I'm sorry. I just do not know what is.
I would,
and I refuse to learn.
I would still want though bacon to exist.
Yeah.
Like in its own singular form, yeah. Though. I don't want to risk ruining that. You know.
Weirdly, what I imagine here is that if you were to cut it in half,
you would have a bigger. Like,
there's the beef bit. There's the bacon bit.
Yeah.
I don't know why that worked, but that's how I imagine it.
No, I'm okay.
It's like it's in segments inside the body.
Right. I think then, you know, going on this genie thing,
mm-hmm.
you would just have to specify, like, I want a hybrid. It's mentioned nowhere
in this.
A cow and a pig, but very specifically, if I want bacon, I want that to be, you know, come from one like, single part.
It's got
of
like
it.
The bacon side.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's got the beef side.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that. Anyway. Turns out I really like bacon. okay, all right. I have another one here, Kimbo. This is by Pregnant Male. You have to raise a dinosaur and make sure nobody else finds out you have one. At the end of its lifespan, you get rewarded based on how much the dinosaur weighed. What dinosaur do you pick, and how are you going to make it a beast without anyone knowing?
Oh, okay.
It's a very tricky, specific question.
Yeah.
Probably we need to know more about dinosaurs.
That's true. That's true.
But I'm going with general facts here. General. Yeah.
Well, you want a herbivore, I would say.
That's true. I was thinking about
because
that.
Because even if you probably would, it would probably weigh more if it was a carnivore.
Yeah.
Also, though, the slight chance of being eaten.
That's right.
Because I think people would be too quick to be like, T-Rex, they're massive.
I know, yeah, but yeah.
Also, like... If Jurassic Park is to be believed, and it is,
yeah,
they'll eat you on the toilet.
That's true. Yeah. What if though? No. Okay. This is what I imagine
mm-hmm.
is this obviously goes against animal cruelty totally.
Yeah.
But if you're like, well, I want to get rich, and I have to raise this dinosaur, you get a T-Rex.
Yeah.
But then you just like pull out its teeth.
Right. Okay. They'd probably still try and stop you.
Mm, yeah, probably still be. Or even just like swallow your whole or something.
You need something like a Triceratops or a Brachiosaurus or something that in all the cartoons, they look so docile.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Triceratops have massive horns on their head.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's good. The massive horns add to the weight.
But also add to the chance of you getting speared.
Yeah. Well, no, what's the one with... Yeah, it just has like big, huge scales on its back. I don't know.
The Brachiosaurus.
Or is that Brachiosaurus?
I don't know
dinosaurs. No. But, okay, yeah. Because I think maybe just the weight of the scales would be a lot. And wouldn't necessarily have to have a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Let's think. Triceratops always look pretty fat.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got the big bellies.
Mm, yeah.
And maybe I'm just assuming because they're herbivores, I think vegetarian. And it's wrong of me because I think of wuss. Like when I think of, like, I'm like, oh, they'll be kind of wussy. They're a vegetarian.
Right. Yeah.
It's like wrong of me.
They can't handle anything.
There must be several mass murderers that were vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe there isn't. Maybe we're onto something here.
Okay. All right. Maybe everyone should turn to being vegetarians. The other thing I thought. Was get a water-based dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. Keeping our lake somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I reckon then... Because they get huge.
Oh, my God.
They're
that's
like
what's
the
happening
biggest
with
dinosaurs.
Loch Ness right now.
We've Loch solved Ness. It. Oh, my God. Somebody's just trying to raise a dinosaur.
Just trying to make a bit of money.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem I have? Because I know so little about dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
It says at the end of its lifespan, you get rewarded based on how much the dinosaur weighed.
This was my question. How long do they
live?
How
long do they live?
Because what if you're like, give me one of the, you know, the water dinosaur, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Give me a
water
dinosaur.
I think
dinosaur.
That's what they're called.
Yeah. Give me a water dinosaur. And you put it in, it's a little baby.
Yeah.
And you're just out of interest. Like, how long do I can collect? They live about 300 years, those
exactly.
ones. And you're like, well,
yeah.
Now
this
I've
was
got
a Loch, terrible.
Now I've got the Loch Ness monster.
Yeah. And because that's, and I imagine water-based, because like whales and stuff, they live for a long time, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is...
There's giant turtles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Turtles live for like hundreds of years. Okay. So we want something that's maybe going to die.
Yeah, in a short 3 years tops. Of time.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Well, here's the thing though. If you're like, oh, let's get nice and plump, can you kill it and collect your money at any time? What did the genie say?
I think you get taxed.
Okay.
They're like, oh, well, you grew up pretty big, but you did kill it, so we're going to take a 60% tax.
That'd be harsh.
Alrighty.
You know what? I hope this scenario never happens, Nelson, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think sounds like a nightmare. Dinosaurs could be pretty cool. If dinosaurs could be pets, that'd be really cool.
Have you not seen Jurassic Park?
No, but they're not tamed. I mean, dogs were wolves at one point in their life. So, you know, there's a possibility that you can turn
them... Crocodiles are dinosaurs. Get a crocodile.
Turn them tame. No, but they're not tame. Dogs are tame. Saying, you get a dinosaur...
Yep.
And over a few million. Thousand years, it would have been thousands. It definitely wouldn't have been millions. I don't know what you're talking about. Thousands of years to tame wild wolves to dogs.
To chihuahua.
Just, you think about exactly. That. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, okay, Cambo. Okay. So I have now, of course, question three. Of the 36 questions to make our listeners fall in love with us. Those of you who didn't listen a few weeks ago, basically, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
We found out there's some questions that you can ask and you will get somebody to fall in love with you. It's not how I'm saying it at all, but
can I
we're
rephrase?
Reading it a very particular way.
It's a series of questions. Apparently, if you were to ask this question, these series of questions to someone... and you both answer them, you will fall in love by the end.
Yes.
Is that kind of what it is?
But, well, the thing is, I mean, that's what I was basically saying, but that's very simplistic as well, because I don't think that's actually the idea.
No, that's what it is.
We're just twisting it around that that's what it is. So anyway, question three of 36. Before a telephone call, do you ever rehearse? What do you... oh my God, can't even speak. Before a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say? Why?
No, not really. But kind of yes. Only ever my opening line.
Okay.
Apart from that, I wing every phone call I ever make.
Yeah, I mean,
because I'll be like, that. I'll practice the like, oh Nelson, yeah, I was just calling you to see if I could borrow this or that.
Yeah.
I might practice that opening line.
Right.
But I don't practice phone calls.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I would say, yeah, I'm very similar. Although to me, it's very particular and it depends on what, phone call. So when I was at, when I was working like a normal person, and I had to make a phone call for work, I would think about what I'm going to say.
Right.
Even to the point where it was like, okay, what, you know, if the conversation is going to go one way or the other, what do I need to say? More particularly when I was doing a bit of sales work.
Right.
But even sometimes talking to, my staff, I want to, you know, be prepared, I guess, for some of the things that they might come back with that I need to have an answer for. I think it's like a very particular thing in management as well. It's like, you sort of want to have an answer to everything.
Yep.
So I'd try and think about something, because there's been times in the past where I haven't really prepared very well. And then, you know, like I've had sales phone calls that have just gone like horribly wrong because I just have no idea what I'm talking about. And like they are something that I had, you know, did not expect at all. And then I'm just like a bumbling idiot. But in general, if I'm calling you or something, I just, yeah.
Yeah. I think I don't sometimes to my detriment.
Yeah. Right. What I'm yeah, exactly. Say. Yeah. Yeah.
Because then the conversation goes one way. I'm like, ooh,
this is no
good. Straight out of the territory.
We started talking about pro-choice.
Yeah.
I did not expect this to go that way.
Conversation's gone all light and fluffy.
Anyway, I think that's it.
Yep.
That was
and
an easy
listener
one.
At home, do you practice your phone calls? Let us know so we can fall in love with you.
Yeah. Do we practice this podcast?
No,
definitely not.
Oh, no. We don't even edit this podcast to make it seem like we practice.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Cambo. Now it's time for Ask Me Anything. Where listeners, just like you, can write in.
Yep.
And not you, I wasn't talking to you.
I mean, could, if I wanted to, I could write in.
Well, you could listen.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we have two questions here. Which one are you going to do?
I will do Vin's question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Vin.
We missed it last week, and I apologize, Vin. Can I do two questions a podcast? It's the rule that we made up by ourselves. Yeah,
exactly.
He said, hey guys, two-part question. And this does, it does reek of a similar question he asked us several months ago, but almost the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Two-part question. What food do you hate the most, and which famous male celebrity do you hate the most that is still alive? No, look, we'll answer it.
Yeah.
But I think I know what the next question coming is.
He's going to ask us if we want to put one up our butt and eat the other. Yeah. That's basically what he's saying.
Yes. So.
Now I'm starting to think about what food do I want to put up my butt?
Exactly.
Okay, what food do I hate? Right.
I hate mushroom.
Okay.
Don't know why. I've just always hated mushroom. It's weird. It's got a weird texture. It's a fungus. I don't like it.
Okay. That's funny how adamant you were about that. It's a fungus. I don't like it.
I don't know what male celebrity I hate the most, though. Who do I hate? Who do I always complain about?
I reckon it would be one of the Big Bang guys, probably.
But I don't hate them because they're making a lot of money. Yeah. I have no will, like, ill will against them.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of very much like who do I really like, and a large portion of me says, well, you don't really know any male celebrity, so you can't, you know. And I do just base it on their acting work. So I guess it would come down to who do I think is a shit actor, I guess.
Yeah, like.
Oh, how about, I don't know, maybe Russell Crowe? He's done dick things before. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But I don't really hate him.
He'll be all right, isn't he? Yeah,
he's probably fine. I don't know.
I'm going to Google most hated celebrity and see if any of these help me out.
Yeah. As for food, I will go with. Well, the truth is I eat freaking everything.
The autocorrect, I put most hated male.
Yeah.
And on top of celebrity, before that on the Google autocorrect, is tennis player.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently people are more Googling more the most hated male tennis player than celebrity.
It's probably because they're looking for the Australian guy. Just got a mental blank at the moment. He's Nick Kyrgios. Because he's a massive dick and everybody hates him.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, he's a celebrity. Can I choose him?
Yeah,
I think he's a massive dick.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Look, I'm looking through his list. I don't hate any of these guys. Joaquin Phoenix is fine. Ben Affleck's good. Keanu Reeves is good. Look, I don't know. I don't know what this is. Jonah Hill.
And Keanu Reeves is actually a really nice guy.
Adam Sandler makes bad movies, but apparently he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith. Ooh, there's a good
one. Nah, no way. Not even him. No. I actually reckon I've seen some stuff of him where he seems like a actually nice kid.
Justin Bieber seems too obvious.
Oh, yeah. Justin Bieber's going to be pretty close, though.
I don't want to put him in my mouth because I know that's what's coming. I know that's what's coming.
That's funny. Anyway, I don't really have food, by the way. Can I go back to that? I don't know. Maybe it'd be like brains or something that I've never eaten before.
Oh, you know what? Kanye West. Cast at him.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West is a good one. Yep.
Mushrooms and Kanye West, Finn. That's my answer.
Okay. Yep.
I would prefer...
To save some time.
To put any of them in my body, if that helps.
But if
I feel like it doesn't.
If you had to put one in your body...
Well, next week. We'll find out.
It'd be... Obviously, Kanye. That's how much you hate mushrooms. Okay. Yep. I don't really have a food I hate. It'd probably be brains or something that I've never eaten before because I eat anything that I've been given. Basically, it's the Italian half of me that's coming out. It's like you don't get to choose what food you don't like. Okay, you eat everything.
Yeah, you like it all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Finn. Even though we know that's gonna turn sideways. Okay, I have another one from Rowan. He says, "Gentlemen, AMA 6.0." What's the one topic you find it hard to stop talking about once you start?
I think both of ours are pretty obvious. I think yours would be video games, mine would be movies.
Mm. Yeah. I was thinking about this, and I think, well, yeah, I don't know. It's tricky to say for me because I was instinctively thinking video games.
Yeah.
Right. And in particular, it's funny because, you know, there's a guy that I talk to. It's like he's the boyfriend of one of my friends. And so when I catch up with a group of friends, you know, he'll be there and we'll start talking about Dota, which is particularly the game I'm talking about. And in fact, I'd say it's more specific, right? I don't think I could talk about video games in general, but Dota specifically, I could probably talk about for a while. And it's kind of funny because we start talking about it and it'll be like, you know, I'll say something and we'll be like, oh, I'll be like, oh, did you see Miracles play last week? Like, oh my God, it's really cool, cool, cool. And then we'll kind of stop talking for a bit. And you know, there's kind of this air of like, oh, maybe we should, you know, start talking to other people or talk about something else. And then they're like, oh, but that reminds me, oh, this other guy, I was playing a game. And then, you know, and it's like, becomes almost a social, like,
faux pas.
My point was, it's only very specifically a few people that I talk to that about.
But isn't the question, what do you find it hard to stop talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, if you're talking about Dota, do you find it hard to not be like, oh, and another thing?
Yeah, there is that element of it. But what I would argue more that I can't stop talking about, which is a lot more...
Pro-choice.
Which is a lot more general. Well, I would sort of group this in the same category is what I'm talking about general. But I think philosophy in general.
Right.
If I start talking to somebody and we have a philosophical conversation, which we sometimes do on, you know, the podcast or, you know, particularly when I'm drunk, that's normally when it comes out, really, let's be honest. It's something that I just always continually talk about and I'm interested in, like, I don't know, different points of view of crazy topics of, you know, different arguments, I guess. And I reckon more than gaming, and maybe even only if it's only separated by the fact that my philosophical talks come up more than my video game talks, then yeah, I'd say that. Actually, I think. I don't know. Just because I find that some sort of interesting. And because it's theoretical most of the time, there's no right and wrong, right?
And as listeners of the show know, we're fans of big talk.
And big talk, exactly.
Yeah. And that's what that is.
Get straight into
that's
it.
That's big talk.
Start talking about pro-choice.
Yeah, yeah. Something, maybe not on a podcast, when you're not talking about it anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Mine is probably still movies, because I get to the point where in conversations, I in my head I'm like, oh, you're talking about movies too much. They've zoned out. But you haven't picked up on that yet. You should stop talking about this.
Yeah, that's right.
And because that happens to me so often,
yeah,
where I'll be talking to someone and I'll look back and their eyes have kind of glazed over and they're just nodding. And I'm like, oh, you don't care.
Sorry.
Like, why would you care about what this guy directed before the film we just watched? You don't care. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. And it's funny because, like, I would say I'm interested in movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when I talk to you about it, you're very specific about, you know, actors and directors and stuff that I don't know. I'm really bad with that stuff. But I would say now I've learned to be like, I'll just tell you, like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
like, give me a movie that person's been in and then I'll know, you know.
So like, oh, well, that person, let me tell you every movie they've been in.
Exactly. But then it's okay. I'm like, okay, now we can continue the conversation. but yeah, that's right.
But yeah, if you ever see me on the street, if you come up to me and start talking to me about movies, I will stop what I'm doing and talk to you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how I know that it's probably my topic.
Yeah. You know? Saving somebody's life?
Yep.
And you start talking about movies?
And someone's like, geez, what do you think of Alien Covenant? I'm like, oh, wow. Let me tell you about, do you know about Prometheus? The ending of Prometheus?
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that was some great questions. Thanks, Vin and Rowan. If you would like to write in like these two, you can do so via our Gmail, Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at Facebook, Twitter, and our subreddit, readitpodcast. And ask us a question.
We're not on Instagram, so if you want to claim Reddit podcast on Instagram,
yeah,
who are we to stop you?
You could get a ton of followers.
Yeah, that's true. Like our Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. And what was I going to say? Oh, also, if you could subscribe to us on iTunes and rate us, that'd be super awesome. Yep. We're currently at a 5-star rating.
That's true.
With 7 ratings.
Yep.
That's pretty... It's.
I mean, don't deliberately go on to bring that down.
Oh, well, yeah, that would be... I mean, don't be a dick. although it's funny because I think we were going through it the other night and I was like, I know that person, that person. There was one we didn't know though, so hey, and there was 5 stars, so
sweet.
It's probably someone we did know. We just couldn't identify. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will read you later.